when someone leaves a recommendation, it's not just going to go to that business's Facebook page, it's also going to get shared to at least some of your customers' friends and connections on Facebook. So that can be extremely valuable, right? Especially if you run the kind of business that has a mass appeal that almost anyone can use. I'm web strategist Wes McDowell, and this is The Profitable Website, the podcast where I share all my secrets to use your website and what's working now in digital marketing to reach more people and make a deeper impact with your prospects so you can supercharge your growth, eliminate the stress of inconsistent income, and build a business you love to show up for every single day. In return, I promise to show up to support you on every step of your journey. Let's put your website to work. All right, welcome back to the show. So happy to have you here again. And I'm really excited to talk about some reviews, guys. Like, this is super important stuff. No business in 2021 moving forward can really do any level of business without having good positive online reviews. So we're gonna get into what kind of reviews are gonna work best for your business. And you might be surprised what I have to say. You might not. Maybe you can already guess the winner, but you might just be surprised what I'm actually going to recommend that you focus on the most. But before we get into the episode, I do want to do a quick listener spotlight. So this is a 5-star review I got for the podcast on Apple Podcasts. And it's just a simple one from Devereaux123. And he says, I've learned a lot from your YouTube vids and podcast. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for listening and for writing that review. I love it. So if you want your review featured, you just got to leave one on Apple Podcasts, and I will read it on an upcoming episode of the show. And speaking of reviews, it's the topic of the show today. Those Apple Podcast reviews really do make it easier for people to find the show. And if I get enough of them in a small period of time, Apple actually will feature the show, or I've got more of a chance of it being featured, to reach even more ears and small business owners like you who could probably use the marketing help, especially in 2021, right? We're starting to just now get back to normal. So I want as many of you guys to be able to take advantage of these strategies as possible. So if you could just take out 5 seconds of your day and write a little short review, it would really mean the world to me. So thank you for doing that. Okay, so let's talk online reviews now. So obviously you cannot really expect your business to be able to compete without some really good, solid online reviews, right? But with 3 major players out there, I'm talking Yelp, Google reviews, and Facebook recommendations, which of these platforms is going to be most beneficial for you to really focus on building up the most? Because at the end of the day, we do need to kind of guide people toward where we want them to go. Because most people will not leave a review on their own without you expressly kind of prompting that. And you really need to send them somewhere. So in this episode, I'm putting all 3 of these head to head so you can see what's good about each review platform, what's bad, specific cases where one might be better over another. And then finally, I have a pretty clear-cut winner that I want to share with you in the end, because one really does stand out in my opinion, because let's face it, as important as online reviews are for any business, you always need to prioritize because time's limited. And by prioritizing the review platform that you want to focus on, you can just, again, let your customers know exactly where they should go to leave the review. Because here's the thing, people usually do want to be helpful. They intend to be helpful. But again, you need to make it really easy on them. And making that easy includes telling them exactly what you want and where they need to go to do it. Okay, so first off, let's talk about what Google reviews, Yelp, and Facebook recommendations have in common. So, you know, for starters, they're all going to be pretty valuable to your visibility as a brand. So in the past few years, Google's been actually using Yelp reviews and Facebook recommendations in their algorithm, meaning even if you only had reviews on Yelp and none over on Google, those Yelp reviews would still help your SEO. Not quite as much as having a Google review would, but we'll get to that in a bit. So at the end of the day, any positive review you can get is going to be a valuable one. And let's face it, if you're around for long enough, you're naturally going to get reviews across all of them. And that's a good thing because it just looks natural. So the purpose of this episode is not to say get all of your reviews on this site and you know, anything you get over here is not going to be as valuable. They're all going to be valuable. And I think the most valuable thing would be to have kind of a mix from all three in a perfect world. So, all right, but let's start off by talking about Yelp. Yelp is really a mixed bag, in my opinion. So on one hand, it's probably the most valuable option for certain business categories, right? On the other hand, it can be super frustrating dealing with them. They hide a ton of reviews. So if you were to get a ton of amazing testimonials and reviews from real customers, Yelp still may sit back with their arms crossed. They may not believe they're real, and they're just gonna hide those reviews. Usually this happens when someone leaves a first-time review or if they notice you're getting a lot of them at one time. So Yelp's actually on the record saying they do not want you asking your customers for reviews. It's part of their terms of service. So they figure that whenever someone's leaving one for the first time, that they've been asked to do it and they just throw it away. The other downside to Yelp is something I've only heard about, and I can't say for positive that it's true, but I've honestly heard it from enough business owners that I do think there's gotta be some truth to this. So what I've heard can happen is once you start getting reviews, or for that matter, once you just start your business profile, you're probably gonna get a phone call from a Yelp representative trying to sell you on their paid advertising, which would feature, you know, basically if you pay for that, you get a bump up, you get featured above other listings in your category, which is fine. I mean, that's what paid advertising is. It's what Google Ads is. It's the same thing. But the scandalous part here is sometimes this gets a little borderline mafia, if you ask me, meaning if you turn them down or if you do opt in for paid advertising, but then stop, people have actually reported that what Yelp does then is they turn up the negative reviews and they turn down the positive ones, meaning they will suddenly start showing a lot of those negative one-star reviews that maybe were hidden, and they'll start hiding more of your five-star reviews, kind of a retaliation, like extortion tactic, really. I've seen a ton of YouTube videos with business owners talking about this, and I actually watched a whole documentary about this, and it just seems really shady to me. But again, with anything, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. So all I'm saying is, if you wanna use Yelp, fine, but you might not wanna put all your eggs in that Yelp basket. So their business model really just depends too much on the paid advertising element in a way that Facebook and Google don't really get into when it comes to reviews. Don't get me wrong, they have advertising, but their advertising comes from different sources. It's nothing to do with getting and showing reviews. So that's what I would consider to be the very bad dark side of Yelp. But now let's talk for a second about why you might want to consider it. So first of all, I don't know if you know this, but Apple Maps actually uses Yelp's ratings when people search for businesses on that app. So, you know, if you do a Google Maps search, it's obviously going to be the Google listings. But if you're on the Apple side of it, they generally use Yelp. So if you happen to know, looking at your analytics, that most of your customers are Apple users and they're searching for you while they're out and about, you might want to consider it. And the other bigger reason, actually, is there are just a few business categories that pretty much, I would say, need good Yelp reviews, and lots of them. So I'm mostly talking about restaurants, and bars, obviously, too, and home service businesses like plumbers, contractors, carpet cleaners, that kind of thing. People are just kind of trained up to go to Yelp to look for reviews on those types of businesses. I know for me personally, if I'm looking for a new restaurant to check out, or when I was actually trying to find a contractor to redo my kitchen in my condo here, I went to Yelp to find that person. So if you know your customers are finding you on Yelp or are finding your competition on Yelp, you probably need to make that a priority. But I would be very careful about using their paid advertising. I've just heard way too many horror stories about the ads not even really working well in the first place. Then again, if you decide to pull the plug and you just say, okay, I'm gonna stop paying. I'm just gonna rely on my organic rankings. I've got good five-star reviews. You might see a lot of those good reviews disappear and a lot of the one-star reviews pop up instead. So from everything I've heard here, my best tactic would be if you know they're calling, don't even speak with them, because if you never speak with them, they're probably not going to do anything in retaliation against you. And if you do talk to them, I would not engage with them for long. Just say it's not in the budget. Thank you, but no. Okay, so let's move along now to our next platform, which is Google reviews. So these are the ones that show up on that sidebar whenever anyone searches you out by name, and they also show up in the map pack listings when someone's searching for your category. So again, someone searching for, you know, plumber near them, you're in the map pack, and each listing has the number of reviews and the star rating next to it. Now, I think these reviews are incredibly valuable, particularly if you're a local business, right? So you can show up in the maps, or if you're just trying to be found in search at all, they're still really valuable because obviously Google pretty much owns search at this point. You know, there's a reason nobody says, I'm going to go Bing that, right? It's always, I'm going to Google that. They own search. So it only makes sense to, you know, play in their sandbox if you want them to reward you with higher rankings, because star ratings and reviews are actually a really big ranking factor now, especially in those local map search results. They didn't used to be such a ranking factor, but it's getting more and more every year. And let's even forget about the SEO value for a second. So I want you just to imagine showing up in the map and then having either a really low star count, meaning you've got like a, you know, 2-star review average, or you don't have many reviews, or maybe you don't have any reviews at all. So what you're going to be up against then is two other listings in the map pack that have more stars than you or a higher star rating than you. And here's a harsh reality. Nobody calls the third place option here. They always look for the star rating and the number of stars. So not only will lots of good positive reviews help you rank there in the first place, but they're also going to help you stand out among the other options. And I just want to throw at you a really clear stat. So 64% of people will use Google to find a business compared to only 45% who use Yelp to find one. Let me say that again. 64% of people use Google to find a business, only 45% use Yelp. So, and Google also doesn't have any policies against asking customers to leave those reviews, unlike Yelp does. They don't really want you incentivizing or paying people for these reviews. That's definitely against their terms of service. But just asking and encouraging honest reviews is totally in line with playing by their rules. And that brings us next to our third option, which is Facebook recommendations. Yeah, so they don't use the word reviews at all. They got away from that. They just call them recommendations instead. And they don't have a 5-star system like the other guys here. They just ask, do you recommend this business? And it's a simple yes or no question. So this is a tough one because on one hand, only 23% of people turn to Facebook when they're vetting a business compared to that 64% with Google, right? But don't count it out completely just yet, and here's why. So when somebody does leave a recommendation of your business, it asks them who they'd like to share it with. And I'm guessing most aren't going to choose the only me option because that just suggests that nobody's ever going to see it, in which case who would even bother writing a recommendation, right? So I think you see where this is going. When someone leaves a recommendation, it's not just going to go to that business's Facebook page. It's also going to get shared to at least some of your customers' friends and connections on Facebook. So that can be extremely valuable, right? Especially if you run the kind of business that has a mass appeal that almost anyone can use. The more niche down your business is, the less valuable those recommendations are gonna be to a general audience. But if you're, you know, a restaurant or a car wash or a bowling alley or something like that, or a lawn care company, odds are that your customers' friends could probably use you too. But keep in mind, you know, these aren't gonna live on forever. These posts are fleeting, just like any other Facebook posts. They definitely have diminishing returns even after just a few hours. So for that reason, and for everything I've talked about in this episode up till now, my blanket recommendation for most of you listening is to focus first and foremost on building up a good number of 5-star Google reviews, okay? They really do provide the biggest impact on your visibility and your ability to just build a lot of trust online. So unless you happen to know that your customers are looking for you on Yelp, like again, if you're a restaurant or a home service provider, I do think Google is your best bet. But remember, people are gonna naturally leave reviews on their platform of choice here and there, And that's even better because it's going to start to create a really natural review profile that Google would expect to see from any good business. All right, and before we wrap things up, I do want to let you guys know this episode was brought to you by my favorite web host of choice. I've been using them for years. I recommend them to all of my coaching clients. And on my YouTube channel, it's Bluehost. Their customer service is excellent. It's just super easy to use. You can get set up with a WordPress install in like one click. It comes with free security. It comes with a free domain name when you buy it. And they'll even migrate your existing site over there for free if you have one. So that's something you don't want to mess with. The Bluehost guys will take care of it for you. And I've actually got a half off deal for you. Normally their web hosting is $7.95 a month, which is already a pretty good deal. But with my coupon code, you can get it for just $2.95 a month. That's more than half off. So to get that deal with Bluehost, just go to wesmcdowell.com/hosting. Again, wesmcdowell.com/hosting. All right, guys. Well, hopefully this has got you thinking about how you're going to go about getting all those 5-star reviews for your business on Google or, you know, on Yelp, if that's more your speed. But reviews are super important. So get out there and start getting them and really start pushing people toward those Google reviews. If you can, you can get like a pre-made link and just send it out. And it's pretty easy to do. So, but that about does it this week, guys. But we've got another exciting episode coming your way next week. But until then, I want you to remember this. Learning is one thing, but taking action is everything. So go out there and make it real.